Hi there, welcome to Fantastic Forecast, episode 353. I'm Dave Elliott, podcast douchebag. Today, Fantastic Four, 353 from June 1991. So little time, so much to do, or If I Could Save Time in a Klein Bottle, by Walter Simonson. So the issue begins with the five members of the Fantastic Four being taken off by Justice Peace in his time-traveling spaceship for an appearance in the front of the Time Variance Authority for illegal time use, continuity theft, and various lesser counts. They arrive at the TVA Null Time Zone and to the large ship where the TVA calls home, and where Justice Peace, terrible name by the way, says that the FF will be spending a very long, long time. The ship lands and Justice Peace takes his prisoners, yeah, prisoners, as if they couldn't kick his ass in 2 seconds, to the Subcommittee on Time Lapses and Synchronicity. I'm not even sure why he has all five members of the Fantastic Four, only Reed and Dr. Doom, who they think is dead, were engaged in this time-traveling duel last issue. The chairman of the committee speaks up. I'll call him Mark. He tells the FF to sit down. He's got a long report of time violations to discuss. So this must be about more than just a duel last issue. Mark says he'll be making recommendations on procedural alterations to the committee to prevent future recurrences of time shenanigans, and he will be assessing the damage done to the continuity of the timeline. Wow, this Mark is really some kind of continuity cop, isn't he? Too bad he won't be around during the Spider-Man's One More Day fiasco. Someone else on the committee, they all look like Mark, by the way, tell the chairman that the timeline the FF are from was supposed to end 40 years in the future. Does that mean that Marvel will go all New 52 in the year 2031? No, because the FF changed the future and stopped that timeline from happening, much to the chagrin of the chairman. Reed asks how long the committee plans to go on, and the chairman assures him that Justice Peace will go make sure the FF have a change of clothes. A change of clothes? They change their clothes? He says they may be there for the next 5 years. Well, Ben doesn't like the idea that this could go on for 5 years, so he rips a chair out of the floor and throws it at the chairman. But he has a shield around the table to protect the committee. Reed puts an arm around Ben and tells him to calm down. Reed asks the committee why only the FF are there, and other time violators have been ignored. Mark asks, such as? And Reed mentions the Avengers. Wow, way to throw your pals under the bus there, Reed. He also mentions Kang, and then says, there's not even a minor footnote regarding the matter of the X-Men and the Days of Future Past. Now playing in a theater near you. By the way, how the hell does Reed know the name of that particular storyline? If I were him, I'd mention Doom and that crazy Blackbeard's treasure scheme. If there was ever a time-traveling shenanigan that needs to be investigated, that would be the one. The chairman says the committee is adjourned for now, and everyone disappears and the FF are left floating in this big white room, a big white void, with only themselves and a round door. Sue figures that Reed was trying to stall for time with his last comments, and Sharon asks, what now? Soon, Reed has contacted a TVA guy and asked for a tour of the TVA installation, and with Reed overly praising how awesome the TVA is and Sharon getting all flirty with the guy, he agrees to take the FF on a tour. They hop in this 6-person rocket sled and off they go. Now this guy also looks like the chairman. I'm not sure if he's the same guy or not, but he calls himself Mr. Mobius, and they can call him Moby. Their first stop is a locker room for the time police. Yeah, that is an odd choice to stop on a tour. They watch as a bunch of men, mostly with cybernetic parts of some sort, are sitting around getting dressed. Whatever. Reed asks why all the TVA guys look alike, and the guy says that all TVA management are clones. It's more efficient that way. Sharon is all over this guy. She's in the front passenger seat, cozying up to the guy, saying, this is all so exciting. Next, he shows the FF the departure gate for the politically corrected, repatriated refugees returning to their original timelines, and points out that there are always more people trying to leave than tickets are available. Moby says the TVA is the biggest organization in the known Omniverse. This, of course, was written long before Obamacare. Just a joke for my conservative listeners. Next up, he takes him to the Hall of Discontinued Universes, which is where he says the FF's universe will end up when they're done with their hearings. It's a room with these mine carts filled with various planets. I bet the new universe is in there somewhere. And they dump the planets out this trash chute. I'm sure the Ultraverse will show up in this room one day, and the Wildstorm universe, and the DC universe, and the Ultimate Marvel universe. Not yet, but soon. Pretty sure about that. Then he shows them what he calls the heart of their organization, the Hall of Chronometry, a room with a seemingly endless amount of desk, with workers monitoring all the different time streams, and the splits between the time streams, and calculating the importance and consequences of such time events. So as the TVA explains how it all works, Ben gets bored and leans over and accidentally crushes a file cabinet. Or is it an accident? Reed takes the opportunity to scoop up a bunch of those contents from inside the cabinet and hide them behind his back. It looks like a bunch of condom packets. But I'm hoping that's not the case. But then again, maybe Reed has learned his lesson. No more Raw Dog and his wife in strange dimensions. But I think there's some kind of computer disk. So the TVA guy gets pissed off and sends the FF back with to their white void holding cell. However, the guy did keep Sharon with him and sent back only the real Fantastic Four. Uh-oh. If Sharon's not careful, she's gonna get raped by a bunch of guys who look like Mark Gruenwald. So the next part of Reed's plan is to get a computer so he can see what's on those discs. The robot guard's watching the prisoner see the invisible woman disappear, and they don't know what happened to her. Hint hint, her name is the Invisible Woman. They send in a squad to check on the FF, and when the door opens, Johnny attacks them with a huge ball of flame, and the rest of the FF break free, and they start clobbering robots. Later, Justice Peace arrives and finds the remains of the robots and begins to search for the Fantastic Four. Back in the big room with all the office workers, Ben comes crashing through the wall and destroys a bunch of desks. Meanwhile, Johnny's in another part of the facility, shooting flames and blowing shit up, also being a distraction. While back in the large Hall of Chronometry, Reed and Sue find an empty desk, hiding inside an invisible bubble. They start checking out these computer disks on a computer. Back with Ben and Johnny, they're admiring all the destruction they've caused, and when they see a power station, they decide to go trash that. Ben has one problem, though. He starts to wonder if the TVA really are important, and if they serve a useful function or not. But Johnny just replies that they're a bunch of nut jobs, and if they trash the place, it's no big deal. Justice Peace, meanwhile, is with a couple of administrators who seem more concerned about Ben and Johnny than they do about Sue and Reed. But Justice Peace thinks that maybe Reed and Sue could be doing more damage. Ben and Johnny reach the power station. They start tearing the shit out of that place, pulling out wires, destroying metal support girders, and basically, as Ben says, degrading the facility. The TVA people arrive with Sharon as a prisoner, and they tell Ben and Johnny to surrender, and they will leave her unharmed. And as an added bonus, the administrator makes Ben an offer. He will change the past so that the FF's rocket ride never happened, and Ben never becomes a thing. And oddly enough, Ben starts to consider this request, which is kind of stupid because at this point, Ben chose to be the thing only 3 issues ago. He wanted to be the thing. He's a thing by choice now. I guess the only reason he would want to turn back to being a human is so that he can bang Sharon again, as he did on that dinosaur island, which I bet he found delightful. But what will he do now? I don't know, because that's the end of this issue. Coming next time, the end of the TVA storyline, the last Walter Simonson issue, and the last Sharon Ventura issue. So that's it for now. You can download other episodes at iTunes or find them all at www.podcastff.podbean.com. You can join the Facebook page at Podcast FF. And if you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. So long, kids. This podcast is over. This could be the saddest stars I've ever seen. Racing, it's always well. My hands tired, my heart aches from half the world. the Hall of Chronometry. The Hall of Chronometry.